This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. The chairs of the House and Senate Energy Committees are again working on a call for oil exploration in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, or ANWR. The Senate rejected the idea once earlier this year. This week, Representative Billy Tozan and Senator Pete Domenici are expected to produce a final energy bill. As they work in conference, they are lacing the bill with pet projects from other lawmakers. NPR's Peter Overby tells the story of one such provision.
Energy entrepreneur Thomas Micheletti has a vision, a new coal-fired power plant in Minnesota. The plant would use technology to reduce air pollution dramatically by converting the coal into gas. It would also bring badly needed jobs to the region of northern Minnesota known as the Iron Range. That's where Micheletti grew up, back when it was a thriving center of iron ore mining. But Micheletti needed help for his project. He formed a startup company, Excelsior Energy, and he asked the Minnesota State Legislature to give Excelsior special breaks. He got them. For one thing, the utility serving the Twin Cities will be all but required to buy electricity from Excelsior. Excelsior also went to Washington for another kind of aid, federal loan guarantees, so that the federal government, not investors, would assume the financial risk, potentially some hundreds of millions of dollars or more. Micheletti says he lobbied Republicans and Democrats from Minnesota. He credits Republican Senator Norm Coleman with getting Excelsior's loan guarantees into the energy bill.
You need somebody to carry the weight, and the fact that the Senate is now controlled by the Republicans made Senator Coleman the logical lead person on this for us, and he came through for us.
The Excelsior provision is noteworthy for two reasons. First, unlike almost everything else in the bill, it never appeared in earlier versions in the House or Senate. Not until Senator Domenici and Congressman Tozan added it during their closed-door rewrite sessions. The other reason has nothing to do with Excelsior. Coleman wants to help Excelsior, and Domenici wants Coleman to vote for ANWR. Coleman and seven other Republicans joined Democrats last March to knock ANWR out of another measure. Just outside the Senate chamber last week, Coleman said the Excelsior provision won't determine his vote.
I don't need any extra goodies. This provision is a good provision for energy, it's a good provision for the environment, it's a good provision for jobs. But what's interesting is that it's located in the heart of the most Democratic area in Minnesota.
But he also indicated that if it comes down to a bill with ANWR in it, but also with Excelsior and some renewable energy provisions he likes in it, he's undecided.
I hope ANWR stays out of the bill. It will be a very tough choice if ANWR is in. I hope it stays out, and I've communicated that to as many folks as I can.
But if the political impact of the Excelsior provision remains uncertain, so do the environmental benefits. Coal gasification removes most of the pollutants from coal, but it doesn't do that much to reduce carbon dioxide. Coal produces more than one-third of CO2 emissions in the U.S., and CO2 is the worst offender in global warming. The only current CO2 technology is to pump it underground. On the Iron Range, where the ground is full of iron ore, Micheletti admits there's no place to pump it. Michael Noble, director of a nonprofit group called Minnesotans for an Energy Efficient Economy, says that's why the project can't work financially without federal loan guarantees.
Whether it's 5 years or 10 years or 12 years, at some point there's going to be real controls, real caps on the ability to dump CO2 emissions in the atmosphere. The investors are smart enough to know that that's a liability that they don't want to take on.
But with the loan guarantees now in the bill heading for approval, those calculations can change. And so may the calculations by which at least one senator decides how to vote.